Hey, Law, welcome back. It is the Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. If you'd like to be part of the program, your opportunity to be a voice. Somebody says, Moon, I can't understand these weather forecasts. I was given a heat index. I feel like temp. They can't get nothing right either. As always, a model says this or that. What a joke. What happened to the real weathermen or women? I don't know. Me and Joe were talking about that earlier. I'm not big into the heat index, but as I got Joe to explain that what your body's supposed to feel like, and it's just a warning. If it's 110 heat index, you got to be careful. I think you got to be careful. It's 90 degree index. If you don't eat a drink, it ain't never good. I can tell you that right now. It ain't never good. But I don't get into the heat index stuff. Hell, if you're telling me it's 90, 95 degrees, I know it's hot. I just don't get up in the morning worried about, you know, when I get up in the morning, when I get into June and I go through into September, I do not have to be told how hot it is. You lame? It's going to be hot. And look, some older people can't take it as much. I get that. And then there's people with maybe have something wrong when they can't. I get all that. But I just don't run out and look at the weather every day. I look at it if I'm going to go fishing. If I want to cut my grass, I say, man, I'm going to try to cut my grass today. I look at the weather and see if I need to cut it for a thunderstorm. But I'm just not the weather guy like that. I just kind of get a kick out of how people think that something's going to happen with a weather change in the summer. And we have winters that are not that cold. Matter of fact, I like when we don't have a cold, when the fishing's better. I like it when it's not that cold. I do like cold weather. I don't like that cold, rainy, icy stuff and all that. That's nasty. But I love winter. I love all the seasons. Fall and spring are the best. But man, we grew up in the summer, man. That's all we did was stay outside. So I just don't think it's a big deal. I know other people that don't think it's a big deal. People that work out in the sun every day, just our farmers and all that stuff, man, they can handle it. Their bodies are built for it. So, anyway. By the way, one other thing. I want to go back to something. This has nothing to do with the campaign of Miss Julia and Fleming. That's over. Julia moves on. I'm voting for Julia Ludlow. But people, I've heard this for a long time, and y'all hear me talk about it a little bit, that how negative ads people go, I ain't voting for nobody. I don't like negative ads. I don't like negative. Yeah, negative ads are what sells. So, I'm going to give you a quick trip of just the last week or so after the election of just a few things that I've heard. Actually, it's a lot, but I just kept my mouth shut, but I did listen. I know y'all surprised about that, but I did listen. And I had a friend of mine, actually a family member, that went into a barbershop. I'm going to just kind of give a quick story of it. And he just sat there and listened. And they had 6-7 people come in there. And one of them voted for Fleming. And it was the barber. But the other ones all voted for Julia Ludlow. So this is what came out of every one of their mouths. You ready? All of it was pounding Fleming. Fleming's a fraud. Fleming's a fraud. Fleming don't like Trump. What is premise flopping with illegals? I wouldn't vote for that dude. That dude got on a bus. He wanted to bus him over. Everything negative on Fleming is what came out of that mouth. I've heard this dozens and dozens of times already, which had no truth to it. So don't tell me negative advertising doesn't work. This is what I'm hearing to come out of people's mouth on why they voted for whoever. Forget it. Forget this race. It's just the latest race. Why they voted for somebody? Because they really thought this person had voted with Barack Obama, voted with Nancy Pelosi. I mean, this was coming out of their mouth. And my family member just sat there, didn't say a word, and he listened to it. He said every single one of them said exactly what came out off those TV ads. Every single one of them. I have seen this dozens of times already. Well, man, I didn't vote for so-and-so that time. I just let them say what they want to say. Now, before the election, I would correct them, but I'm not going to correct them now because it's over. Julia's going to be the next United States Senator. She needs to be now. But I listen and watch those ads and hear people go, I don't like negative ads. You don't. That's what people listen to. That's the ads. They, not just in this race, all these races. Every single one of them, people listen to. If they got a nasty ad that's playing, that's what they're going to buy into. And remember, it ain't playing one time. It's over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, just, that's what people believe. I'm not saying that to bring up anything. The race is over. I'm just telling y'all, don't tell me negative ads. Don't tell me nasty ads don't sell. They sell like hotcakes. They sell more than the positive. You have created, people create this deal against a candidate. You know, I had, remember I had John Schroeder, who's our former treasurer, was on here. And John was talking about the ads that pounded his wife doing the same thing got away. She was running for Bessie board, school board. She was running against the only Republican to vote for Obamacare. Nobody paid attention to that. What they did watch and listen to was that she was Pelosi and a bad person for education. They just pounded and pounded. He said he was going to come back and name names. I really don't expect John to do that. But she got pounded like the first time she ever ran for office. And she decided not to go negative. They had put together an ad that would have really answered all that. And they had the money to say to do it. She said, no, I'm not getting into that. I'll just take my licks. And she took her licks and she lost. I think it was Bessie. I don't think it was Public Service Commission. She just took a lick. They keep beating her to death. And the people bought the negative, nasty ads against her. And she lost. So I'm just giving an example. When people tell me they don't like negative ads, I don't like all that stuff. Please don't tell me that, because you're right. You don't like them. You love them. You must love them, because that's what people buy it to. I've had people, I don't know what to believe. Okay. I said, but we're going to accept them. Whatever happens if we vote against the people that ran the nastiest ads the most times, I wonder what would happen. And then I get a text from a buddy of mine. It's 108 on the parking lot right now on concrete. Hey, my buddy, go ahead and put a thermometer there and take the 108 degrees and send that to the weather station today so they can put that down there, because that's where they measure weather now, is on parking lots, on runways at airports.
Here we live. We got heavy heat today. Wow. Well, we tested it on the runway when a jet just went by. Well, that would do it. So anyway, please, folks, don't tell me you don't like negative ads, because I'm going to turn around and say, no, you don't like them. You love them. You love them. I've heard people say this, you know, just over and over again. I just got to laugh. Yep, they don't like them. They love them. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We're going to see Mr. Paul and his comments. Paul, what's up?
Well, and you're dead on the money on the negative ads. There's no doubt about that they work. And if they didn't work, you wouldn't spend hundreds of millions of dollars running them. So, I mean, it is psychological. You know, we're designed and genetically engineered to assume that all politicians are crooks. We've all said it. They're all liars. I mean, it goes on and on. So the default is they're all corrupt and they're all crooked. So, you know, so anytime a negative ad runs, I think it just goes right straight into the database that these are legitimate comments. So,
but Paul, listen to me. When you hear people quote the exact commercials, you yep. know they've watched them 1,000 times and they can repeat them in their head and they believe that. My buddy of mine said it'd be like, Paul, you know, you married, and somebody went out there and said, hey, yeah. Paul's cheating on your wife. You know, he's gone a lot. And one person tells your wife that, she'll probably laugh at him. But if she goes all over town and everywhere she goes, she starts hearing that, something's going to creep in her mind and go, not hers, yours, if you were hearing about your wife.
Yeah.
And you'll creep in your mind and sure. go, hold up just a second. I'm starting to hear this too much now. Now I got to believe it. Now I'm going to check into it. And that's what happens.
And that's the people that understand the psychology. But real quick on the Liz Merle stuff with New yeah. Orleans. This is a dangerous game that Democrats are playing, and this is why the governor and Liz and everybody else has to hold these people accountable. Because if you undermine the integrity of the justice system, and they're working on it, the Democrat Party has used this lawfare oh, yeah. stuff. It's textbook. I mean, they did it to Donald Trump. The Eugene Carroll case is a prime example. You know, yep. where you can make laws up out of thin air, take take statutes that are that don't even apply and apply them. And that's exactly what they did here. I mean, the person in the letter was not, I guess anytime you tell a Democrat no, that's intimidation. So they can file charges against you like Stalin's police chief did, like you were talking about earlier. You know, he buy me the person and we can make up any crime. Well, that's what the Democrat Party's doing. But they, if they don't go after this bunch in New Orleans full-throated, and
no, let me give you something I'm hearing, and this disturbs me. So they want another $120, $150 million. They got to go to the bond commission. And what the bond commission may do if we let them, they're going to say, well, we're going to give them the money, but we're going to send somebody to oversee it. They already did that. Wagenspach was supposed to oversee it. He didn't.
Yep.
So don't give them the money. Don't That's give right. them the money and say, we're going to have somebody oversee them. No, you're not. Don't give them the money. They think they're so smart down there. They think they're so bright. I'm not just talking about the people. I'm talking about the politicians. And they want to keep doing corrupt things, okay, letting the city blow up. Jeff and him and Liz and him had to go in there and do something about that. And why don't you say, okay, we're just going to hold out. We're going to keep our money. Y'all, good luck to y'all. You know, if Jeff Laura even said it. If they pulled the state police and the National Guard or whatever's down there right now, it would be hellhole. It would go right back to being a hellhole.
Well, they can't even make payroll. I mean, that was what that was bailing out. They owed people money. That's how corrupt New Orleans is. And the problem is when you bail them out, if you got to go rescue them, it's like having somebody in your family that's every time you turn around, you have them to help bail them out. Well, until they finally have to deal with reality, they'll let you bail them out until the cows come home. And that's what Democrats expect Republicans to come save them from themselves. And we got to quit.
We do.
I mean, it's time to stop.
We do save them. We constantly save them. The Senate President Cameron Hafez Henry, he's out there fighting for them left and right, left and right.
Yeah, that's Jefferson Parish Orleans delegation down there. Even the Republicans down there barely get under the R line. I mean, it's tough. But yeah, New Orleans has been out of control for decades. I mean, all the Katrina money we pumped in there, to replace all the pumps. First time the water, it rained a half an inch, the city flooded because none of the pumps that we spent billions of dollars on never got replaced.
Yeah. All right, man. Appreciate the call. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back. More of the Moon Griffon Show right after this. Have you recently cut a large check to Uncle Sam? How did that feel? If you're looking for a way to reduce your tax bills next year, especially if you're paying $100,000, $500,000, even more annually, listen closely. There are strategies used by the top 1% that can significantly reduce your tax burden. There are the same little known provisions in the tax code that ultra-wealthy individuals and even members of Congress use. At Matthew James Tax Pros in Lafayette, they specialize in helping high-income earners like business owners, physicians, attorneys, contractors, and those in the oil and gas industry keep more of what they earn. If you're tired of writing 6 or 7-figure checks to the IRS, they'll show you strategies that could cut your taxes sometimes by half or even more. Call us today at 337-895-0TAX. That's 337-895-0829 or visit MatthewJamesTaxPros.com. Take control of your taxes. Start today to make next April a lot less painful. Every tax situation is unique and tax savings may vary.
Hit the road this summer in a new Chevy from Service Chevrolet Cadillac. Right now, take $12,000 off the MSRP on a new 2026 Silverado 1500. Or take $13,000 off the MSRP with trade assistance. Take $2,500 off the MSRP on all new 2026 Chevy Trax in stock. Or take $3,000 off the MSRP with GMF down payment assistance. Plus, when you buy a new Chevy from Service Chevrolet Cadillac, it comes with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry to a KDM is number one Chevrolet dealership. Our family serving your family. Service Chevrolet Cadillac, your super Chevy dealer. 1212 Ambassador Caffrey near I-10. Stop by or log on at servicegm.com. Chevy, together let's drive. Silverado dealer discount, $6,000. GM rebate, $6,000. 2012 or newer trade assist, $1,000. LT or RST package, 5.3 V8. Trax dealer discount, $2,500. GMF down payment, $500. All offers plus tax, title, and license. Excludes 436 stock, $15 notary, and $23 convenience. In stock units. See dealer for details. Expires 7/7/26. Claims based on current GM data.